Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast.
How about if you and I get into agreement on something? We quit using terms and ideology that is reserved just for abusers. Let's quit using that against ourselves. What am I talking about? I heard three things this past week from other coaches, mentors, and a therapist that just absolutely ticked me off. Number one, you love to self-sabotage. Number two, you gaslight yourself. And number three, you attract in abusers. All right, so let's get right to it. You love to self-sabotage. You know what, dude? Screw you. No, we don't. We're in survival mode so long that it seems to be normal. And maybe every once in a while, we get a break to be able to do something, to avoid all the stress, all the emotional duress, the overwhelm. And we take it to excess. So the fact that people will tell you, well, you must love to self-sabotage, an influencer, another coach out there is telling this. For his sake, I hope he never has to experience the trauma that a lot of us have been through to discover what a bunch of bullshit that is. You don't love to self-sabotage, and neither do I. But my gosh, when you are programmed and conditioned to take care of everybody and everything else at the expense of yourself, well, guess what? That's sabotage. And then because that's how you were raised, or you went through an experience that was so incredibly painful that suffering became a way of life, there's no love in that whatsoever. We were doing what we had to just to barely keep ourselves above water. So let's get rid of that one. We self-sabotage because we've gone into survival mode. And we have to have someone come along with compassion and caring and say, it doesn't have to be that way. Let's look at other ways that you can get your needs met that are actually healthy and fulfilling, but that's going to take a little bit. And until we get you stable, well, then we both understand why you continue to do this. Okay, the second one from a therapist. Yes, we gaslight ourselves. That is reserved just for abusers. So gaslighting, if you're not familiar with it, was from a movie way, 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 way back, okay? And this guy wanted to make his wife think she was going crazy. So he would have the lights, and it's when they were run by gas. That's where gaslighting, the term, shows up. The lights were run by gas, and he would mess with the level, and so the lights would dim and flicker, and she'd be like, what's going on? And he's like, what? Nothing's going on. And then it just really escalated from there. And so this therapist was using the term that, so when an abuser uses gaslighting against you, they tell you your reality is screwed up and that you need to substitute their reality. And so this therapist was saying that, yes, we gaslight ourselves over our emotions. To hell I do, and neither do you. There is no one I know that gaslights themselves. You may deny those emotions because it's like Pandora's box. There is so much shoved in there that you know if you just open it a little bit that you're not going to be able to control what comes out because of all the time you have spent being sabotaged by someone or a group of someone's to where what you needed, what you wanted, what was healthy for you, no, that had to be denied. And their reality had to be put into place. Gaslighting is done to you. You don't do it to yourself. No, you may deny, you may suppress, you may repress. And that's the reason why you self-sabotage is because you're trying to get those needs met that have been so starved that the need is actually experiencing emotional anorexia. And so, yeah, now you just grab at whatever you can to try to get some relief to soothe yourself, but you don't abuse yourself. And then that takes us to the last one. Well, and you've heard me say this before, you attract what you are, not what you want. But you have never done anything to attract an abuser. And whenever I went through a very short-term relationship, and the guy was a shit show, whack job, okay? just my diagnosis. And I was working with my mentor, and I'm like, okay, what happened here? How did I wind up with someone like this in my life? And she said, because you're a good, kind, caring person. And I'm like, excuse me, no, there must be something wrong with me. I am broken. I am flawed. How did I wind up with somebody else like this in my life? And she went, because you're a good, kind, caring person. You see, manipulators and abusers are so good at what they do. That's who they look for. And she said, but this time you caught it earlier. And because they will take the best parts of you and they will weaponize it against you. And it doesn't even have to be an abuser. There's somebody I know where part of their personality is antagonistic, and it's okay as long as it's not directed at me. But whenever it would be, they would take the fact that I would give additional chances and that I was caring and that I was supportive, and they would actually use that against me until I finally said, you know what? No, we've had enough for a while. You don't attract abusers. Now, you look for growth, and you will attract in opportunities to be able to grow. Manipulators and abusers are so good at what they do that, when they're being profiled to try to be caught because they're being bad people and doing very, very bad things, those profilers even have a hard time catching them. So when I say you attract what you are, not what you want, I'm saying as far as are you programmed to see the things that are going to lead to progress? Or is it always going to be pain? Are you programmed and conditioned to say, you know what? There's a better way. I know there is. And I'm going to step forward and I will not be denied in continuing to move forward. And that means the people around me are either going to have to move forward with me or they're going to have to get out of the way. Are you programmed to continue to make life okay, but there's always a price to be paid? and you're the one paying it, and it's now demanding way too much from you. So you don't do anything to attract an abuser. They are so good at what they do that there are no red flags until you actually get into a relationship with them. But then the idea is to go, wait, now we're getting a little bit closer and there's something not right here. And then you start drawing healthy boundaries and you start looking at values and how they would like you to sabotage and how they might be gaslighting, just the beginning, and how they'll do Darvo. Well, they're denying anything is wrong, and then they get very aggressive, but it's in a passive-aggressive way, and then they reverse victim and offender, and somehow you're making it wrong for them, and they're the victim. And that brings us around to the very beginning of this, where, oh, you must love to self-sabotage. Oh, you're gaslighting yourself. Oh, you're attracting in those kinds of people. Wow. Sounds like reverse a victim and offender to me. It's not your fault. What you've been through and how you learned to cope, not your fault. But you do have to take 100% responsibility about moving forward. If I can assist you with that, be more than happy to. But if you're listening to someone who seems to make you feel even worse about yourself, all in the field of or under the umbrella of, oh, it's self-development, be aware. There's a yellow flag that's being shown. Because healing, yeah, it doesn't always feel good, but it shouldn't make us feel like we need to beat ourselves up because somehow we're responsible for the harm that happened. Okay, rant over until we get together again. Blessings on the beautiful you. She's ready to bloom and blossom. Let's create an environment for that to happen for her. What I'm getting ready to share is not for everybody. But if you are the type of person that has been through some stuff in your life and you want to assist others to where they don't either have to go through it or when they are in it, you want to help them get through to the other side to upgrade as quick as possible. Well, maybe you should marry your passion of helping others with the profit of your own holistic business by becoming a certified hypnotist. Because as a CH, you now have a process and a system that you will be taught that will allow you to showcase your brilliance as well as the BBS that you've been through, bad belief systems. It allows you to showcase that in a way that assists others. And here's the great thing. Every time you give someone a suggestion for them to be their best, it can actually boomerang back to you to where it also helps you. That means the more people that you assist living a high quality life, then it also works for you automatically. Okay, if this sounds like something that you might want to investigate, then go to dawnlandrum.com and click on Become a Certified Hypnotist and see exactly what the program offers you. Besides just the fact that it's virtual, you can attend from anywhere, and you can get your certification by 2 evenings a week for just 12 weeks. Okay. If you have any questions, you can reach out to me, 636-699-7791, or there is a button that will pop up on the CH page that says, am I the right instructor for you? And you can click on it and set a time for us to chat. And if I'm not a fit for you, I'll be able to guide you in who you should be looking for. It is time to give your pain a fuller purpose for progress that goes beyond just you. Let's support those that are looking for you, that have a story similar to yours, and you can help them add on an additional chapter that's going to be about the success in their life, and it was because you were there to support them.